Hey, it's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Stephanie Elkins, host of Simply Folk, joins us to share some music with deep roots in poetry.
First, WPR's Chapter Day will begin featuring a new book on Monday. It's called Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. It's also this year's Go Big Read Choice at UW-Madison.
The book is the memoir of an African-American lawyer and social justice activist as he helps African-Americans caught up, often unfairly, in the criminal justice system in the Deep South. WPR's own Cynthia Woodland reads the book here on the Ideas Network. She joins us now to talk about it. Cynthia, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you come across this book, Just Mercy?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was here at Public Radio, and I was walking by the break room, and there were some photos that caught my eye, and it ended up being an annual report, which is weird. I know that sounds like makes me sound really geeky, but there was something about it that drew me to it, and I started flipping through the pages and reading about this organization called the Equal Justice Initiative, and then it was alluding to this book that the founder of the organization had written, Just Mercy, but the book wasn't there. So I went to Steve Paulson's office, because we know he has 10,000 books, and sure enough, he had the book, and I asked him if I could borrow it, and he didn't want to let me borrow it, because I think he wanted to do something with it, but he saw the look in my eye, and so he gave me the book.
Well, tell us what the book is about. What is Just Mercy telling us?
Just Mercy was written by Brian Stevenson, and it's his journey, starting out as a young, disillusioned law student, feeling kind of disconnected from the community, until he goes and does an internship down south working with death row inmates. And that changed his life and he ended up basing his whole life's work on working on behalf of the poor and the condemned. So the book is about his journey, about the people that he meets along the way. It gives some startling statistics about mass incarceration in the United States and all kinds of really important issues. So that's what it's about.
And this is work for him, and it's an issue, and it seems like it's very personal. He's in contact with people who he helps get exonerated till they die in some cases.
Absolutely.
So why did you choose this for Chapter a Day? Why was this one you wanted to share with our listeners?
I just feel like it's so important for where we are as a country right now. In America, we have the highest rate of incarceration in the world, and I think it's important for where we are as a state with the racial disparities and, you know, the high numbers of African-American men that are in prisons in Wisconsin, disproportionate rates compared to the rest of the country. I think it's important for us to be thinking about these things now.
Well, tell us, is there a particular story of a person that Brian Stevenson worked with that sticks out in your mind?
There are so many. Mm-hmm. Throughout the book, you know, we read excerpts on Chapter a Day, and so I follow the story of one African-American man, Walter McMillan, who was wrongly convicted of murder and spent 6 years on death row. And so throughout the book, Brian is talking about his story, and I thought it was important to follow that story all the way through. But there were a couple of stories, the ones involving children, that just really got me, that I just felt like it was really important for people to hear.
And looking back at that story and some of the others, the idea the story is telling is how the deck in the justice system is stacked against African-Americans, young and older, too. Mm-hmm. That comes out in the story you just mentioned.
Absolutely. And also poor people and people that don't have money for the proper legal representation. There are so many issues that go into it.
Well, this, you know, we're having the Black Lives Matter, a movement going on in Wisconsin, around the country now. These stories, do you see them as relevant to this conversation that people are having right now?
Absolutely relevant. Absolutely relevant.
How so? I mean, why? What should we be looking at in these stories and thinking about?
Well, when you asked me about a couple of stories that stood out mm-hmm. to me, I did not realize before reading this book that there are hundreds of children that are languishing in American prisons. I did not know that there are hundreds of children that have been sentenced to life imprisonment without parole. I didn't know that there were children who were being executed in the United States. When you hear about the stories of these children, many of them are black, they're Latino, they're poor. They find themselves on the wrong side of justice. And many of the things that are happening in our society now could be in the book. I mean, they could be stories in this book. And they are.
So you have an emotional connection to this book from the moment you read about it in that annual report through reading. Can you talk about your emotional response to Just Mercy?
Well, I think the approach that Bryan Stevenson takes is he talks about it from the perspective of our shared humanity. He doesn't really single anyone out. He has us all ask questions about ourselves as we look at the horrifying statistics about mass incarceration in this country. And he has us ask questions like, you know, why is this okay that we do this? Why are we so harsh with one another? And I just feel like, even from listening to radio shows here, whenever you talk about the death penalty or people that are in prison, it's almost like the wolves come out and people's fangs come out and they start getting really vicious and acting as if people's lives, if they've become involved with corrections, don't matter. You know, that they're not really human. So it doesn't matter how they're treated. It doesn't matter what has happened to them. It just seems like we're just too quick to throw people away as a society. And so I've always been concerned about that. And then my own son went to prison as a young person, spent 8 years in prison, was sentenced to 13 years of probation on top of that he's still, you know, still dealing with now. So when you have a loved one that has been incarcerated, you know, it hits you a little bit closer to home. But this book really shows how it's an issue for all of us.
Have we given up on the idea of redemption? I mean, I've heard similar things from callers who have been in prison themselves or have had relatives imprisoned. And the idea, the feeling that it's done. There's not a second chapter once that happens.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about Bryan Stevenson. He quotes Thomas Merton in the book, who said, "We are bodies of broken bones." Can I read a part of this?
Sure, please.
He says, "I guess I'd always known but never fully considered that being broken is what makes us human. We all have our reasons. Sometimes we're fractured by the choices we make. Sometimes we're shattered by things we never would have chosen. But our brokenness is also the source of our common humanity, the basis of our shared search for comfort, meaning, and healing. Our shared vulnerability and imperfection nurtures and sustains our capacity for compassion." So basically he's saying we're all broken. And some people's brokenness is more visible than others, but does that make it, are we better because our brokenness is different? And so he's asking those kinds of questions of people.
Another response I think people might have is, this is an issue. It's statistics, it's numbers. Oh, that's a lot of people in prison. How important is it, do you think, to hear personal stories like Bryan Stevenson's sharing or the story you shared with us?
I think it's absolutely important because I think when you hear statistics, you can just tune it out. Yeah, I've heard that before, but if it feels like it's not impacting you personally, so what? Lock them up and throw away the key. But when you start hearing people's stories, and when you start hearing about children and others who've been wrongly convicted, and when you start hearing the reality, you know, that we have more people incarcerated than any country in the world. I mean, it's eye-opening, it's startling, and we need, as responsible citizens, to be thinking about these things. You cannot disconnect from it.
Bryan Stevenson has seen some of the worst stories in our justice system. Reading the book, do you get a sense of hope from it or optimism?
That's another thing that I love about it. I love this man after reading this book. But that's one of the things that I love about him is that through going through the journey of the book, which can be very emotional, very hard to read at times, hard to hear at times, but important nonetheless, is that in spite of all that, he still has hope in who we can be. And hope that he encourages us to love each other and care about each other and to extend mercy. And he talks about how we all need mercy. I think all of us could, if we thought about it, would probably agree that we have needed mercy in our lives. So his question is, why don't we extend that to others?
After you selected this for Chapter a Day, it also became a UW-Madison selection, the Madison selection for the UW Go Big Read, where they encourage lots of people, libraries, stock up on copies of this. It doesn't sound like an easy-breezy kind of read. Can you make the case that, hey, this is worth checking out?
Absolutely. It is a life-changing book. It's the kind of thing where you read it and you're startled, you're horrified, your eyes are open because maybe you never knew that things were as bad as they are. But then when you hear people's stories, it just draws you in and you become part of the story. And I absolutely think it's and this is why I wanted to read it for Chapter a Day. I absolutely feel like everyone should read this book because of what it might do to you, for you, as a human being.
As part of Go Big Read, Brian Stevenson is coming to Madison. I know you're hoping to have a chance. I mean, what would you want to say to him if you have that chance?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many dear stories in the book of his encounters with especially like older African-American women who just kind of take him under their wing because they see how good he is and what he's trying to do. So ever since I read this book, I just it might sound a little hokey or whatever, but I just want to hug him because he's such a dear soul for the work that he's doing. I just want to hug him and thank him for what he's doing.
How often is it that there's a book that someone has this kind of connection with? I don't know. I'd have to think really hard. This doesn't come along very often.
Not very often at all, which is why I really rallied to have this book. I mean, you have to get the rights from the publisher, and they weren't getting back to us. And I kept going back and saying, can you ask again? Can you please just ask again? Because I just felt like people need to hear this.
Cynthia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to WPR's Cynthia Woodland about the book Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. It'll be featured on WPR's Chapter a Day starting Monday at 12:30 p.m.